The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Washing clothes today. Anybody who has things to be washed, please bring it in the laundry room this morning. Betsy?
Yes? All right, Mommy.
Aunt Effie?
Yes, I heard you. I don't have very much. A couple of blouses and a slip and an apron.
Well, anything nylon, put in that basket.
Look, is this sports shirt washable, or do I get this dry clean?
Let me see which one it is. Oh, that's washable. Put it right down there with the colored thing.
I certainly think you were smart to have your laundry room upstairs here when you planned this new house.
Well, I must say it does save running up and downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, I got some pajamas here and a couple of pairs of socks.
I'll put the pajamas in that basket and leave the socks right there. I have to do those by hand. They're wool. You know, there is one mistake we made in this laundry room.
What?
Yeah, why?
Well, I'm sorry I had it painted white. That was silly.
Yes, I've wondered about that. Makes it look like a royal or hospital room.
I know.
Yeah, well, that's what you wanted, white.
I know, and I was wrong. I thought because it was a laundry room, it should look very clean, you know. Well, I could just as well have had it painted a nice, soft pastel color. A soft, maybe pinkish rose.
Well, my gosh, we got lots of paint left over in the basement. Seems to me we've bought about twice as much as we needed.
Oh, that's always the way.
We got yellow down there.
Do we? I guess so.
I don't know how much, but we can look. I know there's plenty of green.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big bucket of blue down there, too. You know, it wouldn't be much work to paint this room over if you want to.
What? No, and I love to paint. We can do it this weekend, and it wouldn't take long if we all pitch in.
Oh, gee, I'd love to. I hate this plain white.
Well, all right, I'll tell you what. While you're getting breakfast, I'll take a look in the basement and see what paint we've got left over.
Oh, fine, dear.
Remember how much racket automobiles used to make? Time was, you practically had to bellow to make yourself heard above the chatter and roar of the engine. The howl of the wind rushing by and the rattling of rough road gave your poor old buggy and brains. Well, nowadays, with vastly improved automotive engineering and magnificent new superhighways, you literally purr along the road. This is a vast improvement, but one that can offer danger if you're not alert. You're sitting behind the wheel with the miles of highway unrolling smoothly before you, and suddenly a sharp curve jumps in front of you, and you find that you have to use the skill of a professional racer to navigate the curve without getting into real big trouble. Your car was so quiet that your speed had crept up stealthily during those long miles of straightaway. Well, you were burning along without realizing it. The point here, and it's a simple one, is this. Your speedometer was put there for a purpose you can't afford to forget. Keep alert, take care, and get there.
Go watch more French toast.
I do, Aunt Effie, please.
And if you sit down, now let me do it.
No, dear, that's all right. You go ahead and eat while it's hot.
You know, that's the only thing I don't like about having waffles or pancakes or French toast. We never seem to be all eating at the same time.
Well, if you cook all those things before people come to the table, then they're cold, dear.
People?
The pancakes, you know what I meant.
Oh, Daddy, you're funny.
Yeah, and you're funny, too, especially with maple syrup on your chin.
What'd you find out about the paint in the basement, dear? We got any?
There's plenty. That's what I said when I came up.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
What color is it down there?
Anything you want, practically. We must have bought out the paint store. I don't know why we didn't take some of it back.
Well, you seem to forget that Charlie and Madge Bemis bought the paint and just brought it over. Have you forgotten what we went through with those painting parties before we moved in?
I'll never forget.
Well, here's another piece of French toast, Betsy. By the way, didn't the Bemises go to Europe to live or something?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, it's funny we never heard from them.
Oh, no, isn't it funny? Not even a postcard.
Well, to heck with the Bemises. Did you want to paint the laundry room this weekend?
Oh, gee, I'd love to, dear. I really would. Now that Aunt Effie and I are almost through with the spring house cleaning, we'd have that room all fresh and clean, too. It wouldn't be nice,
wonderful.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, look, it's okay with me if you want to, honey.
Well, I really don't like it the way it is. Looks so, well, antiseptic. Because Aunt Effie does like a hospital room. Those blank white walls, like big pieces of white paper or something. I keep wanting to write on them or draw something just to have some decoration. In fact, that's what Betsy said one time, didn't you, dear?
I said what?
You said the laundry room walls looked so bare it made you feel like drawing pictures on them. Remember?
Oh, yes.
Fun.
Yeah, well, you just let me catch you writing on the walls, young lady.
Well, you know, maybe she could before we painted it.
What?
Yes, why not? We're going to paint over them anyhow.
What are you talking about?
You could have a painting party, Betsy.
What do you mean, Mommy?
You invite some of your friends to a wall painting party.
Oh, my. Now, are you sure, dear, that that's such a good idea?
Why not, if we're going to paint over it anyhow? And there's nothing children like to do so much as write on the walls, and they never get a chance.
Huh.
Think of what fun it could be. Just turn them loose in there, and they could write and draw to their heart's content.
Oh, yes, Mommy. Could we?
Oh, whoa. Now, wait a minute.
Why not, dear?
Well,
why not?
Please, Daddy.
Wouldn't it show through after you painted it?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Would it, dear?
I don't know. I never thought of such a thing.
Could we just draw all over the walls, Mommy? Anywhere we wanted to?
Sure. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, yes. Oh, Daddy, please.
Oh, dear, what harm could it do, Daddy? They'd have such fun.
Oh, well, I guess it'd be all right. What would they draw with?
Oh, I don't need just ordinary pencils, I suppose.
Well, I don't want anything that digs into the plaster.
No. Well, they'd have to be careful about that.
Do you use a crayon?
Crayons? No. I don't think they should use crayons. I mean, those are sort of waxy, aren't they?
Well, they have colored pencils. They are waxy.
No, that's right. Well, golly, I don't know.
Can they do it?
Yeah, all right. I guess so. Such a crazy idea. Only your mother would think of something like that.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. Can I have the party?
Well, let's see if we're going to do it this weekend.
Please?
Well, I'd
rather let her do it, dear. You might as well let her do it today so she has the fun out of it.
Well, all right, but I wouldn't ask too many. After all, it isn't a big room, and there's just four walls, you know.
I'll ask Mary Lou and Susie and Judy. Then we'll each have a wall.
All right, and I'll have a prize for the best decoration.
Mm-hmm. And with four children, you better have four prizes.
Oh,
Look, a prize for the prettiest, a prize for the funniest.
Let's see, prettiest and funniest. A prize, most colorful.
Mm-hmm.
That's the third. What else?
Yeah.
Well, how about a prize for the most original?
Yes. They don't have to be fancy prizes, Mommy.
No.
Just little things. Don't spend too much money.
Boy, I tell you, ever since she started budgeting her own allowance, she's gotten to be the biggest tightwad in the family.
Now, that's all right. Now, you leave her alone. I think it's very nice she thinks of those things.
Yes, I do, too. Well, you better call up and invite your friends before you go to school so their mothers can write notes saying they're allowed to get off the bus here, huh?
All right. Oh, Mommy, you're just wonderful.
Don't you think you ought to go up there and see how they're making out?
No, I didn't want to interfere. I just turned them loose, told them to have fun, and closed the door.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just saw Eleanor drive up there. I suppose she's here to get Mary Lou.
Oh, already? Mm-hmm. Is it that late? Goodness, we haven't awarded prizes or anything.
No.
Yoo-hoo!
Oh, come on in, Eleanor. Aunt Effie said she just saw you drive in.
I'm sorry I'm late picking Mary Lou up, but it does seem as though everything's gone wrong today.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, around here, everything has gone right today. Your daughter, along with some invited and uninvited friends of Betsy's, have been having themselves one wonderful time.
Oh, well, that's good. Doing what?
Oh, you'd never guess, would she, Aunt Effie?
No, I should say not.
Come on upstairs. You can see for yourself. It's time we awarded the prizes, anyhow.
Prizes? Mm-hmm. My goodness, for what?
Oh, you'll see. Come on, sisters. Oh, bring the prizes, Aunt Effie.
I've got them, dear. Good thing we got extras. More children arrived.
They aren't much. The prizes, just some little things I picked up at the dime store for the group of artists gathered upstairs here.
Artists? Heaven. I hope Mary Lou hasn't gotten anything on her dress. She's got a new dress on today.
No. They've just been drawing on the walls. Betsy!
Drawing on the wall? Oh, you wait and see. It was a brilliant idea.
Oh, Mommy, wait a minute. We're not through.
Oh, Betsy. What have you children been doing?
doing. You were supposed to decorate the walls, not yourself.
Sue, look at your new dress, Mary Lou. Look at it. For heaven's sake, what have you been painting with, Betsy?
Yeah, I got all my finger paints out. And they're just wonderful, Mommy.
Oh, finger paints? Well, I never...
I must say, I don't understand any of this at all.
Well, no, don't get excited, Ellen. I'll explain it all. And finger paints are washable. I'll wash Mary Lou's dress, and all the rest of you get in Betsy's room and take your dresses off.
Yes, and you all have to have baths. Come on, all of you.
I'd just like to know what was so brilliant. I've never seen such a mess.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. And the voice of the turtle is heard in the land. Well, that's one way to say that spring has arrived. But a lot more people are sure that warm weather's at hand when the voice of the umpire is heard in the land with that unique cry of the species, play ball. Well, if you're among America's millions of baseball addicts, you want to be sure to follow the plays and the players, the scores and the stories, by listening each Monday through Saturday night to a former star of the Diamond, Phil Rizzuto, on CBS Radio's Sports Time. Listen in tonight. Weeknights, right here at this same spot on your dial, you'll also enjoy hearing another regular fact-filled feature that goes by the name of Answer, Please. It's an entertaining session presided over by Ron Cochran, whose pleasant duty it is to track down the answers to tough questions thrown his way by listeners. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. If you'd like to find out, simply ask Ron Cochran, and you're sure to get your Answer, Please, soon, right here on CBS Radio.
No kidding. You mean Eleanor was really mad?
Well, I can't say I blame her. You should have seen Mary Lou. In fact, you should have seen all of them. Those children had finger paints on them from head to toe.
Well, my goodness, no harm was done. We gave them all baths while their dresses were being washed.
And then I gave them hot dogs while Aunt Effie ironed their dresses.
How many were here?
Seven. Of course, I called up all the mothers and told them what had happened, said I was feeding them, so not to worry.
Honey, look what I drew on the wall. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, I should say so. Is that yours? You know, I wondered who painted such a beautiful bouquet of flowers. I was looking at that before. Boy, look at that big sunflower.
And of course, when I tried to explain to all the mothers that the children had been painting and drawing on the walls, they were all horrified. And I had a terrible time explaining I said they could do it. They couldn't seem to understand. It was all right.
Yeah, I bet.
So crazy. Well, I guess that's another of my brilliant ideas. It wasn't so brilliant.
Oh, it was, too. Yeah. The children all had a wonderful time. And even if we did have to wash and iron a few dresses, I'll tell you one thing. I'll bet all those children will never forget this.
Well. Hey, Mommy, don't feel bad. It's just like Judy said. We never had so much fun in our whole lives before.
There, you see?
Well, that's good, Betsy. Well, what are you doing, Daddy?
How do these finger paints work?
Oh, want me to show you, Daddy?
Yeah. Here, this wall here looks as though it had some room left.
You put on some old clothes first. All right, have fun, Daddy, while I start dinner.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers, Margaret Hamilton, and Dorothy Duckworth, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart speaking.